Good morning and welcome to Being the Change Now. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. Our assignment focus for the week is Being Happiness, Attention on Awareness in Walking Meditation. And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, well, let's move on to our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Virginia.
Hello, Virginia. What are you seeing?
Yeah, good morning, Sherry. I just wanted to report what I'm seeing, a lot of gratitude that I've just been listening to the radio show each morning and, just really feeling that the nodes of intelligence thing that we've talked about and just how everybody shares like a different aspect of like being human and being alive, and it's really beautiful. Yeah, so I'm really, really enjoying that.
I agree. There was a workshop on Sunday, and a lot of people participated, and that was exactly the experience that I had. How wonderful it is to hear the different experiences, perspectives.
Yeah,
we're all doing the same thing. We're all looking at the same thing, and yet everybody has such a unique perspective, which could, if we wanted to take it in this crazy direction, make us appreciate people instead of being judgmental about them.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes, thanks for that, Sherry. Yeah, totally. Well, and part of it too is that feeling of it's a feeling of non-separate. Because I get what they're saying. I mean, it's my experience too.
Yes.
In my way, it is. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of really amazing. And the image that came to me was, well, I grew up where there was lightning bugs, you know. And when you went outside in the evening, especially when you were a kid, it was a magical place because there would be like light and then it would go off and then another light would go on and then like all over these lights are going on and off. And it's just, yeah, it reminds me of that, like there are these lights out there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how are you doing with walking?
Good. Good. Yesterday I was out in the woods hiking and I paid attention. I went for most of the time I was trying to pay attention to my feet, and that's what I've been doing a lot actually during this week, is like attention on feet. And yesterday when I was hiking, I just was trying to feel my feet, put my attention on my feet and to say thank you with each. It was uphill, so it was one thank, and then one foot was thank and the other foot was you. And yeah, so it's
a hike of appreciation.
Yeah, a hike of appreciation and grounding.
Which often happens to us when we're present. That is the experience of being present, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the process and the experience. I mean, it's the experience. It's like the process is the outcome, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm hiking and I'm practicing thanking my feet, thanking the earth, thanking all of it, and then I'm having that experience. It was beautiful, really. So, and also I'll just say one other quick thing, Sherry, before I go, is that it feels like this practice we have with practicing awareness, with sitting meditation and walking meditation, it's like coming home in a way. Just have this impression. It's like a home. There's a home. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and Virginia, to connect that up, it is how we started out. Each and every one of us started out in presence.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of stuff happened to us.
Right.
That took us very far away from ourselves and our own experience and looking inward and the happiness that is our nature. So, yes, it does. That's an excellent way of describing it. It's coming home to what we are.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You
so much.
Okay. Bye-bye, Sherry.
Bye.
Thanks, Virginia. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Patty from Vancouver.
Hey, Patty.
Hi.
What do you see about
meditation? Well, what I'm seeing is I don't know why I don't pay attention more to walking meditation. I guess Sherry just answered that. A lot of things happened to us along the way from when we were little to keep us from that. But my experience has been it's a continuation from the sitting meditation, where when I sit and pay attention to the full body breathing and then to the expanded awareness. Yesterday in particular, I was walking on the seawall, and the focus being on the feet, and like Thich Nhat Hanh said, kissing the earth, and it just went to the expanded awareness of the sounds and everything around, and it was just so, there was such contentment without doing anything.
Oh, yes, I think you just put your finger on it, right, Patty? That we, several things, right? The process of, okay, well, when I sit and feel the entire body breathing, it's paying attention is such a phenomenal experience. Mm-hmm. And yet we're so we accept the box that ego gives us, right? That you sit and you meditate and you pay attention when you're sitting. But hey, wait a second, you could pay attention while you're walking, right?
Right.
And then you pay attention when you're walking and you realize what an amazing experience it is. And it's like, why wouldn't I pay attention wherever I am?
Right.
Because there is what paying attention is, attention on awareness and being so here is what I heard you say, right? On that wall with focus on the feet, with an attitude of appreciation, with listening to all of the sounds, there's a tremendous sense of contentment because the entire world is the world and there's no conversation about it.
Yes, exactly. No I there.
No, there's nothing in opposition to. Nothing
right,
to make
right.
us feel conflicted or separate. There is just all of it. All here.
Right.
Yeah.
So that leaves me with just keep practicing and not answering the question about why don't I do this all the time?
Yeah.
Well, because. Just
yes. It's such a head question, right? Because if you answered the question, it's not going to make you do it more.
No, exactly.
Yeah. And that's the bamboozle we often get into. So analysis
yeah.
does not necessarily produce change in behavior, but
right.
awareness does, right? So you have that experience of this feels so wonderful. So I'll go on doing the thing that makes me feel wonderful rather than try to analyze and go into the dimension or conditioned mind where contentment is never going to be the case.
Yeah. And the words in poetry or like Thich Nhat Hanh's, you know, walk as if your feet are kissing the earth. When you love the earth and you care about the earth and you, you know, I can then bring that in my heart as I do this.
Yeah.
So that's another way of kind of appreciation and contentment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
yeah.
I think what you're saying, right, Patty, that people who have the experience that you're talking about write from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And write what it feels like to walk with that level of presence on a seawall. And when they offer us the words, as we were talking about yesterday, words, not words, because they're not talking about words the way conditioned mind uses them. They're
right.
talking about words that harken back to that experience. And when we hear it, we go to that experience and walk from that experience.
Right, right.
And
I didn't think of it that way.
And it's good to know that, right? Because
yeah.
Because then we wouldn't get into that place of it's the beautiful poetry that is the reason for my ability to do this. No, It's the ability to attend to the beauty that is in you that resonates with something that was mirrored by somebody else's experience.
Right. Oh, that's good. Yes. Yeah. Always the process, not the content.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Patty.
Bye.
Sherry, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rob in Minnesota.
Hello, Rob. What you seeing?
Hi. Well, I am looking at kind of expanding and extending a process that has its home base in sitting into all these other moments of life. So through doorway practice, there's lots of practicing the this year now process there and the nighttime, and then this week it's walking. And
you know, Rob, before we're finished, we're just going to just dump our whole lives into this awareness.
How about it? You can do
yeah.
that, huh? and I'm seeing one little thing that has just that I've been seeing for a while, but finally able to articulate that sort of focusing more and more on being in love with life rather than divorcing conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I will come to presence, expand into the moment, what now life, and then at some point I notice that there's already a grin on my face. There's already this little smile that's already there. And I think one of the things that has been helpful, I have a little snippet of one of these calls that's been in heavy rotation in my playlist of you talking with a caller and just giggling and laughing together and saying, you know, if somebody asks you, why are you happy? You go, I'm just happy. And that recording
is
like, yeah. So I just see that, and it's like I'm really aware of not making a thing about it, not expecting it, not thinking that I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of a fresh surprise. It's like an owl in the woods. Sometimes it's there, and sometimes it isn't, and there's nothing that I do. But
that's right. Except you're in the woods.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm
putting yourself in the position.
Yeah, and I'm open for whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
And time, it's just seeing, and there's something so relaxing about the already-ness of it. It's already there.
Yes.
And I don't care if it's always there. I'm not going any, I'm not doing any more thinking about it, but it's like, isn't that nice?
That's right.
Isn't that?
And it is so against all of the conditioning, because if you think about it, you can make it happen. And of course, what we've realized is no. If you think about it, you're making it not happen. So then you get into that really humble, grateful, catching on to how it works. I've given so much all the time. I'm just going to pay attention to that. And that's the attitude, that's the direction, if you will, that opens us to so much more. I don't know why. I can't help myself in the, New Testament of the Bible. Jesus said this thing. Now, I never encountered it till I was way an adult, okay? And I'm not sure, actually, that this is in the New Testament, but the notion that what you don't attend to will be taken away from you, and what you know, that whole notion of you'll receive more of, you know. And I thought, what the heck are they talking about? Because mm-hmm. if you don't have it, it's going to be taken away, and if you and then you'll get more. And how does all of that work? It's exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The more present we are, the more we are open to more. And when we are open to more, there's more. It's not that we get more, do more. It's that there's more.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. And in this week, it just means there's more in walking this week.
Yes, yes. Well, and there's more of you. There's more of you walking. Walking
wow.
kind of remains
yes.
the same, right? But mm-hmm. there's more of you walking.
That's lovely.
And then with that whole inarticulate mess that I just did to the Bible, what we get a sense of with that is how much more there must be. Not
yes.
not that we're going to pursue it, but just to be in awe of it.
No, and that's yes, and grateful and reassured too. It's
yes.
'cause so many of conditioning stories are about scarcity.
That's right. That's, well, yeah, because they're setting us up for scarcity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are having the experience that ego intends us to have. And as we drop that, and as we move into the, you know, the very popular notion of abundance, we realize, well, yeah, because there's nowhere we can't turn that there is more than we can even grasp.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, and mm-hmm. yeah, and already, doesn't have to put a quarter in the slot, or you know, like it's not. There's
That's
no
right.
transaction. There's no transaction.
No transaction. No transaction. It's just ours.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
it's wonderful.
It's what we are. It's wonderful. It's the best.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Rob. Oh, Sherry. Yes, overflowing.
Overflowing. No wonder we're all grinning all the time. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's
Zen
our next...
fools.
Zen fools. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. Hello? Double muted, perhaps?
Indeed so. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Chris in North Carolina.
Hey, Chris.
Howdy. Well, I'm grinning from ear to ear.
The only
as if
response.
I needed no... Exactly. Yeah. And these days I find I just don't need much to have that happen either. So
uh-huh.
That's always good. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm noticing is that with walking meditation, a bunch of things. So one is that just that slow movement seems to call attention to or accentuate life unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels like that slow walking brings the attention right there, just on the edge of my seat as to, you know, how things are changing in that direction.
Yes. Well, and when you say that, Chris, what I think we touched on it a little in one of the conversations so far yesterday perhaps, where that if I'm slowing down, I'm actually calibrating to the pace of life rather
uh-huh.
than at the pace of the mind, and so I notice more, right? Because I think it was on Good News, the clematis that is growing grows so slowly, but it doesn't mean it isn't changing. It's just that I'm not at its pace of change, so I don't notice it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're pointing to, that the slowing down of the pace allows you to see all of the changes that are happening that we wouldn't notice if, one, we weren't slowing down, and two, we weren't paying such close attention?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, which is always fun. And the other piece I was noticing was just the, I don't know how to say it, but witnessing the body doing the slow walking and just being present to how that happens. In other words, you know, it's such a great example of something that we can't analyze or think about, right? Just kind of set the mind, or set the body to a slow walking mode, and then it does all of it, totally outrageous, like all of it is. And then all of these, just noticing all of these sufficiencies that are there, like in every location, there's just enough forward momentum, and it's being resisted just, or being counterbalanced, I guess, is a way to describe it, in just the precise way to create this slight forward movement, or the feet moving in the particular way, but just the all of the energies are completely sufficient for what's going on. There's not an extra ounce of energy that's going into, you know, needless energy that's going someplace.
Well, if I may reflect that, what you're pointing to is all of the, it's just such a perfection of design, right? The mechanics, the physics, the energy management, the complexity of all of that that can be in the dynamism of that movement. If we slow down enough and witness that, it's the marvel of a flower blooming. It's this body has the ability to walk. And it's such a complexity of coordination. And we can witness that in wonder, reverence, delight. That's the experience we have when we slow down, right? Because we're able to witness that, witness the unfolding of the motion, the unfolding of life, the unfolding of life.
In that, like that, all of those sufficiencies, I know, I think in the last conversation it was mentioned about the kind of conditioned take on abundance and how sufficiency seems to have such a bad rap that it needs to be over the top or right to something or to it needs to be in some direction other than just something that's plainly sufficient. And in the way that all of that happens, and it seems like all of life operates, there is that sufficiency or perhaps something like, you know, an abundance of sufficiencies.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say I love that word sufficiency because it's not a diminutive, right? It's not derogatory. It's sort of like precisely enough. And precisely enough doesn't negate abundance. It just, it's almost like restraint and religious observances, right? Simplicity, complexity, absolute efficiency. It's so elegant.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Elegant is a great word for it.
Yeah, it just comes together in such perfection. And I project that sufficiency is a word that comes up because it reflects something something that resonates for us so much because the conditioning is exactly opposite to that, right? That we get to experience what life is, not what conditioning is. Insufficiency.
Or
lack of.
Yeah, well, that's a great point because it does seem like if that's kind of life's main mode of operation is just being sufficient, actually not just, but being sufficient, then conditioning opposes that by disliking sufficiency in some way.
Right. Or constantly pointing to how there isn't enough.
Right. Well, exactly so. Yeah.
Marvelous.
Marvelous indeed. All right. Thanks,
Chris.
An abundance of sufficiency. That's what we're living in. Right? Which is what we've been... to me looking at all morning, right? That there's sufficiency everywhere. There's everything we need in every single moment. More of it than we can even take in, which is what life seems to deem sufficient. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, more happiness more happiness than we can contain. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be what life sees as sufficient for us.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry, this is Eleanor in Georgia.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hi, hi.
What's going on?
A lot of fun. And so I had a great thing happen yesterday. I was doing a task outside that involved walking from, you know, one location to another. And right in the middle of one of those little walks, it dropped in. Oh, I'm walking. And my attention went immediately from my destination ahead where it had been to my body and the movement of walking. And it was like, you know, I was missing that whole part of life, the whole walk, because I was somewhere else looking ahead. So,
and Eleanor, that very experience is what makes us religious.
It does. I went, right? Well, I'm walking.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Where
did that come from? Suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suddenly, we talk about it as it just drops in. Suddenly.
That's true.
And, of course, now the way we would talk about it, the awareness that you are, that which animates you, just says, Eleanor, you're walking.
Exactly. Isn't that just totally miraculous?
It is.
And my body was just like, woo, you know, I'm in a body, wow, you know? So,
yes. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's kind of a funny thing to consider, but the mind, of course, we know, the mind is in charge of everything, right, and does everything. And so you can just stop there for a second and say, okay, mind, you go on over there by yourself.
Yeah,
right. And
exactly.
And we really get it that no. The mind is just in a lot of cases it's a stowaway, but it's a passenger, right? Without that body doing what it does, we're not going anywhere doing anything.
No, that's it. It's such a beautiful mm-hmm. thing to be with, and I just saw my mind do that little, go ahead.
Well, it's just that I've known you for a lot of years, and so I know what a physical person you have been all of your life, whether it's running or yoga just living an outdoor life, and yet we can manage to miss the extraordinary nature of the very thing that is enabling us to have the life experience that we so adore.
Yes, and learning to be that with that experience rather than the mind bossing, telling the body what to do and what to feel and like it often does.
Yes, and if the body has some sort of problem because we ignore it for eons, then the mind has ideas about what we should do to the body in order to whip it into shape and get it to do our bidding again, the mind's bidding.
Ooh, yeah, and lay blame and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, what a great practice.
Now, here's the thing. We're doing walking meditation, but if you feel inspired to, like, skip from place to place, you could do that too, right?
Ooh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, we just get so happy about being that moving slowly, we just kind of have to dance.
That's exactly, that's what I think it's done, is the more formal walking meditation just brings awareness to the being with the body while walking, and then we have opportunities all the time to do walking meditation.
Right. That's exactly it. Yeah, in all of its many forms.
Right, skipping or walking or whatever.
No.
Heavens, I remember running. That was fun, too. So anyway.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. And looking back, you know, we just kind of wish, I wish I'd been there for more of that. You know, I really enjoyed that. I wish I wish I'd been there for more of it. But
yep.
I can be here for this now.
Right. And in that moment, this body, no matter how many, you know, circles around the sun it has on it, it's still just a joy in each moment to be with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Go happy.
Thanks, Eleanor. Oh, I just love that. However many circles around the sun. Mm-hmm. Isn't that just a fabulous image of living, Sherry?
The joy of being alive.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
All right, walking on.
Thank you. Go happy.
Thank you. Go show.